Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments with Window Images blinds and shades. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them trimmed to width in-store for free. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to Smarter News, where we're just going to do a quick hit in the middle of the week here as we have some quickly moving developments when it comes to some major news stories, which I will touch on briefly. But I have a whole other reason why I wanted to jump on today to talk a little bit to you. I was walking up to a coffee shop this morning. I was getting ready for the workday, and all I could think about in my mind is, what in the world is actually going on? When you look at all the different news stories in front of you on social media, on your phones, it feels totally overwhelming. I feel it too. I just want to validate your feelings on that. And also say, listen, there's some other ways that we can get information that don't feel so overwhelming. And that's what Smarter News is all about. I'm sitting in downtown Austin. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, my background looks a little bit like either a prison cell or an insane asylum, both of which pretty much feel accurate for how it feels to work in media right now. I'm sitting at a great workspace that I use periodically called Trick Hat. It's right in downtown Austin. It's a great place to work if you're looking for a place to get out of the house. Really interesting people that are working on fascinating projects on all sorts of industries, from all sorts of industries, and I really appreciate it. However, I do need a little bit of an office space because I need to talk to you periodically. And if I talk in the middle of the shared workspace, then I'm very disruptive. I'm the bad neighbor. So I have to be someplace that I can go and close the door and jump in front of a microphone whenever it works. However, there's a little bit of road noise periodically. So if you hear that, I apologize. Occasionally, there's a train that comes through downtown Austin, which, you know, adds a little ambiance, but could be a little disruptive. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. But yes, that's what it sort of feels like right now in news. We're sort of trapped in this spot where the news feels really dark, and it's difficult to know, well, what unwinds this? You know, when do we move past some of these darker stories? And they continue to sort of feel like they're piling on. So we're going to do the best that we can. I just want to give you a quick update on what's going on with the investigation into the murder of Charlie Kirk. As you may have seen, you have law enforcement that have made an arrest of a suspect. That suspect is being charged with 7 different crimes in the state of Utah. That's only state charges. That isn't a federal charges that we do expect as well. What's interesting to note about state charges, and this may shift depending on what state you're in, we will have access to video in a courtroom in a variety of different states. Judges can make different calls for different reasons depending on the case, but one of the reasons why we're seeing video of the suspect in his first appearance in court is because photo and video is allowed when we're looking at cases that are not federal cases. In federal cases, we don't have any access like that. So expect to see more, and we'll expect to learn more, hopefully, as this investigation goes on and the prosecution gets going. We have a few court dates, or at least one set in the next couple weeks. So this is rapidly moving. At the same time, we have President Trump overseas. He's traveling overseas. He's in England right now. And what's interesting about his trip to England is that he's the first elected political leader in modern times to be hosted for 2 state visits by a British monarch. He already met Queen Elizabeth during his first administration. Now he's meeting King Charles as part of his second administration. And so this is the first time we've seen this with an elected political leader. So it is a historic state trip. And if you see that, that's the reason why. They're spending a lot of time, the president and King Charles, at Windsor Castle. Fascinating history to Windsor Castle. We should spend more time on that because, I mean, anyone who likes HGTV or a little renovation project, this is a fascinating piece of property. The castle's been around for 1,000 years. I mean, if those walls could talk, 1,000 years. I can't get over 1,000 years. It has more than 1,000 rooms, around 1,000 rooms. So a lot of space to stretch out. And we expect to see a variety of different ceremonies over the next several days. While the president's away overseas, though, where that takes some attention off of the White House and out of Washington, D.C. So, and because of the time difference too, you see a little bit different cadence to the news. And a lot of that just has to do with time and location. So just wanted to give you a heads up on that. Back in Washington, D.C., though, we have ongoing hearings that are happening on Capitol Hill. Congress is super active this week. They actually have an opportunity next week to go back to their home districts. So we're getting a lot of attention and energy this week that won't be there next week. And one of the hearings that we're seeing on Capitol Hill has to do specifically with the FBI director. So the FBI director, Kash Patel, was scheduled to appear in front of Congress. He appeared in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday, and I'm recording this on Wednesday. So he appeared on Tuesday in front of the Senate, and then he's appearing in front of the House today on Wednesday. And this periodically happens. One of Congress's big roles is oversight. And so oversight means checking in periodically with the people that are the heads of different departments to find out what actually is going on and to ask them questions on behalf of the American people. And your elected officials are asking on behalf of you, you know, what specifically for some issues that could be important to your particular location or your particular community. Obviously, with the murder of Charlie Kirk, we have renewed focus and attention on the FBI director and the role of the FBI and the FBI's handling of this investigation. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on that. And one of the reasons why I'm not is because one of the things we saw, at least in the Senate yesterday, and you see a little bit of the House today as well, there is some friction between some of the Democrat lawmakers and the FBI director. And there's a lot of conversation about political rhetoric and who's to blame for political rhetoric and how that's affecting when someone turns violent. And that's getting a whole lot of attention on social media. Listen, when there's fireworks, that's going to get attention. But the question always is there news value? And as I was listening to the Senate yesterday, and very commonly on Smarter News, we'll listen to the entire hearing, which can last, you know, 3, 4, or 5 hours, depending on the timing. You always hear something that won't get a lot of attention that actually gives us ideas for other news stories. So that's just what I want to do today. Just really quick, I wanted to flag 4 different topics that were brought up that you probably won't see anywhere else, that either teach us something or show us a side of politics in America that we're not seeing very often. So why don't we go ahead and just get started? One of the first things that we saw was an interaction, and these, by the way, are in no particular order. I'm just going Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican. One of the interesting exchanges that we saw in the Senate was between Senator Klobuchar, who is a senator from Minnesota, and the FBI director. Minnesota is a particular area of focus. Not only was it the site of political assassinations a couple months ago, which have now been brought back into the daylight because of the murder of Charlie Kirk, but also the school shooting that happened in Minneapolis. Minnesota has just been one of the states that's come up in the news recently. And so Senator Klobuchar was asking the FBI director a few different things, including this specific question about what can be done better.
So my first question is on the assault weapon ban. Do you think that would be helpful in reducing gun deaths, Director?
Senator, if I may, I want to answer the question, but thank you for your remarks, especially it relates to my friend Charlie. And I share and relay my remarks, my sentiments to you. Minnesota has suffered untold tragedy in these last few months. And whatever creativity we can use to eliminate even just one shooting, one horrific death, I am in favor of engaging with Congress fully to do. I don't have the answers. I don't know what will eliminate it in its entirety, but I'm willing to engage and explore new ways with you, Senator.
Okay, thank you. And so, assault weapon ban. What do you think?
Senator, I think there are instances on this legislation that could prevent future attacks, but I'm not going to weigh into the creation of legislation.
That legislation, as you likely know, is controversial, has been debated really for decades. But that moment between these two individuals where there was a sharing of acknowledgement of the pain that both have experienced isn't something that you see on the news all the time, and a nod towards more creative solutions, whatever those are, which would be a great follow-up question for both of them. I've been reaching out to Senator Klobuchar actually recently because of her role looking at AI and technology. And I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. But as this conversation is continuing between the two of them, there was also this moment where Senator Klobuchar started to list off and get a little bit into the area of who's to blame. You know, who's to blame for all of the heated rhetoric and how that is bubbling up in society. And she stops herself. And she says this.
Cato Institute, conservative think tank, published a study just last week that found from terrorists from the right were responsible for 6 times more deaths than people from the left. I actually don't want to go tit for tat on this, but what I am asking for is that this rhetoric of blaming one side or the other stop, if you could convey that to the president, and that we actually work on things that are solutions. So could you commit to me, Mr. Patel, Director Patel, that you will do that?
Absolutely, Senator.
That exchange is something that you may not see, because what's easier and faster and more exhilarating to show you is when you have a politician and the FBI director yelling at each other, which did happen during these hearings. But again, as far as news value, I want you to have some diversity. I solved a big snack problem in our household in a very simple way. My children love eating berries, and so do I, for not just the taste, but the vitamins and nutrients, fiber, all the good stuff we want on a regular basis. The problem? We all know what it's like to pick up a berry we just bought, and it's already growing fuzz in the fridge. So I've switched to buying frozen berries. And a favorite I look for now is Washington Red Raspberries. Did you know 90% of frozen red raspberries in the United States are grown in Washington State, and mostly grown on family farms who harvest them during peak ripeness and clean and freeze on location, sealing in all that freshness, taste, and great nutritional value. So now I use frozen raspberries in our yogurt or smoothies as a sweet treat, and I love that this means I can support local American farmers and have a healthy snack for my family that withstands the test of time. You can find Washington Red Raspberries at your local grocery store or Costco. And how do you know you're getting the good stuff? Well, you just take a peek at the packaging and look for product of the U.S., and then you'll know you're on the right path. Oh, and if you want some fun recipes and more information, go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. And you're going to find recipes, health tips, retail locations, everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. Overall, it's just a smarter choice.
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Senator Klobuchar was recently talking about AI because she was the victim of a deep fake. So when someone takes your likeness, your image, your voice, and creates something with it, that's not true. And this happened to her based on something that took place with her role in Congress. And she wrote an op-ed about it. It's a very scary thing to think about for all of us, that we could get a phone call or see a video of someone that we love and think that it's real, but that it's not. So that's one of the reasons why I've been reaching out to her office, hoping to secure an interview for you, because I think that's a really important topic, no matter where you are on the political spectrum, to talk a little bit more about and to be more aware of. The topic of AI and technology is something that Josh Hawley, a senator from Missouri, is also very interested in. And he asked the director of the FBI a whole bunch of different questions. But one of them specifically focused on AI and the role of AI in child exploitation. Just a heads up on the following soundbite, there's some details here about crimes that are difficult to hear. And in case you're in a mixed audience, I always want to give you a heads up on that. But here's Senator Hawley of Missouri questioning the FBI director.
That Meta's AI rules, their own internal guidelines, allowed their chatbots to have sensual conversations with children. We've had multiple instances of children, minors, taking their own lives at the behest of chatbots that instructed them with specificity on how to do it. What's the FBI's role here in investigating what is going on with these chatbots, with these AI companies encouraging. I mean, listen, if an actual person did that, we would say that's grooming. We would say that's child abuse. These companies are doing it. Their own guidelines allow it. What can we do about that?
You're referring to NVE, Nihilistic Violent Extremism, and the 764. It has been made a priority of the FBI because they are targeting children, and these chatbots and these generative AI are getting coupled with actual humans who are using them and releasing them because they can do the work faster and quicker than humans can and get into spaces like social media where humans have a difficulty in engaging. And what we're doing is treating any extension of generative AI as the criminal themselves. And we have, I think, I've got to get the number back to you, but over 1,000 investigations related to NVE. We've had numerous takedowns and arrests of 764 individuals. And we are educating, this may be the most important part, I'm directly engaging with the social media and media companies, the internet service providers, to find a way to shut down. There's nothing I can do at the FBI to force them to shut it down, but work with you in Congress to find a way to work with our partners to get that shut down permanently.
This sounds like an important topic that we should learn more about. I wasn't as familiar with NVE or 764, so I'm going to read to you here directly from the FBI, and I believe this is, let me just pull it up here, is an announcement by FBI Public Affairs as they were announcing an arrest for a suspect in a case that involved 764 NVE, Nihilist Violent Extremist Group. So let me just read to you a little bit about this. The 764, which is known to the FBI as a Nihilistic Violent Extremism Group, NVE, whose members engage in criminal conduct within the United States and abroad in furtherance of political, social, or religious goals that derive primarily from a hatred of society at large and a desire to bring about its collapse by sowing indiscriminate chaos, destruction, and social instability. Again, we should be hearing more about this. NVEs oftentimes target vulnerable individuals, including minors, frequently using social media platforms to share explicit material, I'm just summarizing here, and grooming victims towards committing acts of violence. Victims can be blackmailed into complying with NVE demands, which vary but may include self-mutilation, online and in-person sexual acts, harm to animals, sexual exploitations of siblings, and other acts of violence, threats of violence, suicide, and murder. So when we're talking about these stories that are involving exploitation of people online and the use of technology now to do that, this is the group that is the umbrella in which the FBI is doing further investigation, a topic we should know more about that's getting drowned out by some of the news that we have, important as it is this week, and deserves a little bit more of a heads up. But thinking about the technology and law enforcement, and especially as we're moving further into this realm of AI and chatbots and where you can trace them and who they belong to, there's really a question about prosecution. You know, who's to blame here for these crimes that are committed using some of this technology? So a big topic. And as we see this need for law enforcement to evolve, there's always a question of funding. And do you have enough funding and resources to do what you need to do? Do you have the right people? That was the topic that Senator Coons wanted to talk about. He's a Democrat from Delaware, and he was asking the FBI director some really tough questions. One of the areas that he brought up is funding, because he was questioning the FBI director about firings, of what we've heard about firings from the FBI, asking if that was politically motivated. Director Patel said no, but there's a difference of perception from Democrats and Republicans on that particular issue. And speaking more specifically, Senator Coons wanted to know about why the FBI is striking so much money from the budget. And he kind of makes this reference to defunding the police in this conversations he's having with the director. As you know, defunding the police is something that was a cry from more progressives in the past. But Senator Coons was saying, well, you guys are the ones that are actually doing it, because you're stripping money from the FBI. Tell me why. So I want you to think, when you hear this exchange, think about if you saw the headline, FBI striking at X amount of money or X amount of people. And then I want you to hear what Director Patel has to say about why they decided to do it.
If hundreds of agents have retired or taken the fork in the road offer, and you have vacancies, but you're requesting $500 million less, how does having fewer FBI agents help you tackle violent crime and address our national security issues.
Just to put it in perspective, Senator, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. If we had this $500 million, we've done the math. It would take us 14 years to onboard every vacancy that's on the books currently at the FBI because we can't hire these folks and train them overnight. It's a years-long process. So we are currently focused on recruiting the best and filling the positions to the best of our needs. And we, even if we had this extra money, wouldn't be able to hire them overnight. We're looking for where the need is greatest, where in the country we need to send them, and how we can change the training requirements, which is why I'm thrilled to have police officers. They might not have a college degree, but they got the street smarts and the cop smarts to become FBI agents, and that's what we want.
So again, an exchange that you may not see, where there was a tough question being asked, and there was also an answer provided, and a show of respect between the two of them on this particular topic. So this work is being done in the Congress, and I wanted to make sure, again, to flag it for you. Final topic that's gotten a lot of news as of late, and I feel like it would be remiss not to mention to you, is the investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. Senator Kennedy of Louisiana brought up this question, and he was going back and forth with Director Patel about where the FBI stands with this, and especially getting answers about whether or not anybody else was involved in the crimes committed by Jeffrey Epstein. And here's a little bit of that exchange.
We're running out of time. You've seen most of the files. Who, if anyone, did Epstein traffic these young women to besides himself?
Himself. There is no credible information. None. If there were, I would bring the case yesterday that he trafficked to other individuals. And the information we have, again, is limited.
So the answer is no one?
For the information that we have.
In the files.
In the case file.
Senator Kennedy, after that, says something to the effect of, listen, the American public still has questions about this, and so do I. I'm paraphrasing him. He's saying so does he as a lawmaker, and that he believes that these are fair questions to ask and that answers should be provided. Director Patel, in summary, says we're doing basically all that we can. We're releasing all that we can as part of this investigation. And by the way, there's been several administrations that could have released more and who did not. So we're trying to be the most transparent that we can be. Obviously, there's a lot of different opinions on that about whether or not that's really taking place. But this is the nature of the exchange that just happened this week. So now we have that on the record. So a few examples here of big topics that are coming up in conversation, likely in a lot of our lives, where we are seeing lawmakers responding, asking questions, asking tough questions of those in the administration, but where the exchange is not so vitriolic. And when we think about what is exponentially showed, what's exponentially shared online, even from this event, you're seeing the fireworks, you're seeing the anger. And yes, that was present. But I got to tell you, I didn't even cut any of that for you because I think you know what that's like. I think you've already seen something like that at one time. And seeing people yell at each other again, I don't know if it's really news value to you anymore. So I'll leave that for social media, for the commentators to share if that's what they want to promote. But at Smarter News, I actually do want to look at the news that is of value to your life and that, you know, will follow the branding, like makes us a little bit smarter that we know something about a topic that perhaps we weren't really thinking about, but should be on our radar. That's what news really should be about. So we have a few other stories that are percolating on several different topics. We have that covered on our website and really want to thank you for your support of believing in this mission of building a solution in news, quick, concise, nonpartisan Smarter News. Thanks for being part of this community. And I look forward to your questions and comments. As always, you can email us hello@smarternews.com. In the meantime, have a great week and I'll see you soon. Bye.
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.